Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Underwater again. This is a second review because a couple other Beast Game members have seen it. It is a science fiction movie that takes place underwater, obviously, and a science vessel in the Mariana Trench. Certain things go wrong at some point when they're on their mission, and it turns out to be something larger. Keith, what did you think of Underwater?
It definitely is a ripoff of other horror movies in that genre. Well, not even horror, it's thrillers, namely Aliens. After Aliens came out, there was a whole list of movies that were the deep. It was a few Leviathan. Other movies that came out in the 80s. Yes, Leviathan. It was a bunch of those back in the 80s that came out. To an earlier point you made in your podcast, Barry, they did make smart decisions. They weren't just doing dumb things. It definitely was not like a previous movie that came out a couple years ago, Life, with Ryan Reynolds. And I think that was the first movie I gave a zero to. I can't stand movies where people do dumb things to advance the damn plot. Like, this was a situation where, not to give away spoilers, but Aliens, it just kept ramping up. The aliens got more and more horrific and dangerous as it went on. And it was kind of like, at the end of the movie, I'm like, well, what else can go wrong? And just what else could go wrong? And you're like, what the heck is the end of the world? Like, what is going on? Like, what movie is this?
Yeah.
God, and I mean, just again, kill yourselves. Like, just end it. End it right now.
And I
like,
compared it to Cloverfield as well, because that, just the reveal.
Yeah, like that whole scene where she goes, we're not supposed to be down here. I'm like, no, you're not. Just swim up to the surface. Just go away. And just live on a mountain the damn way. This is not right.
All right.
That was right.
Well, let me get some comments from James. So, James, what did you think of Underwater?
I liked it as well. I agree with everything Keith said and what you said, that it is basically a ripoff of Aliens, The Descent, Leviathan, like just anything like that. It's not its own movie, which isn't a bad thing, but you kind of wish it was a little bit more original. It definitely, and Cloverfield as well.
Yeah.
So enjoyed the movie. I believe that it did set a tone like The Descent a little bit, because I'm claustrophobic, so I hate tight spaces. So it was kind of uneasy for me, a chore to watch, but they did set the tone. Atmosphere was there. You felt the sense of danger. No one really made any stupid decisions. Everyone was doing something to basically get to the goal of survival. Like you mentioned before in the podcast, this is a survival movie, and they did everything possible to survive.
Yeah, because you know? Again, in most of these movies of this type, you always have two characters battling against each other, or another character that just doesn't want to be there, and he or she has an ulterior motive.
Right.
And everybody's just focused on surviving. Getting to point A, to point B, to point C, to point D, to get off the ship. And
like the captain, he was like,
yeah, the captain stayed behind. He was like, yeah, I was like, I'm still here just because there were other people on the ship. I'm supposed to be here. I want to say this. Had rated that differently when I reviewed
harsh.
It.
You got high standards. Saying
I didn't say it sucked. I didn't say it was like the movie is okay. And I gave it a 4.5, but I was wrong. The movie is probably about a 6. It is competent in what it does. Straightforward enough. It's short enough. And again, the characters, even though they're just more or less aliens clones, they are well-written enough to be okay. The movie's not terrible. It is watchable. I would probably watch it again.
And I'll definitely watch it again.
From the time that I had watched that movie originally to the point that I've reviewed it, I think it had been a week and a half. So I think that might have been why I gave it a slightly different score.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it again pretty soon, actually, because there were some things I obviously missed. Mostly that I think we do it a disservice slightly when we call it an Aliens ripoff. Again, it feels like a disaster movie. It doesn't fall into those disaster movie vein where people, they're just reacting.
What this I happens. Would probably say, guys probably haven't seen this movie. So there's 47 meters down.
Oh, yeah.
And then, which is more or less Jaws. And then 47 meters down uncaged. Kind of follows the same thing, but it's prehistoric shark that no one's seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's like the hugest shark ever. The second movie. The first movie's okay. Second movie is just people just screaming and yelling for no reason. That's kind of what this movie doesn't do. It doesn't overstay its welcome with that particular element of the monster. And then on the other side of that, you might have something like Godzilla, that second one.
Right, I can understand that. I think the director did a good job. I think, honestly, this director handled the monster aspect of it a lot better because he showed enough of the monsters. He showed the monsters to scale from a human perspective. So it wasn't like the Godzilla films where they were panned out and you could see the whole monster fighting and doing whatever.
Yeah.
You weren't zoomed in enough and just like, I'm looking at Godzilla's toenail as he just stomps the heck out of a city. And you were at that scale. So it was a scene where they kind of just walk in, all you see is the creature speed, the first glimpse of the creature, but you see literally just how the size and scale of that creature. And then it moves and you're like, that thing is stronger and faster than a human. I mean, it's like Aquaman. It's like Jason Momoa down there. This isn't good at all. This isn't good. You should probably just like end your lives and just save yourself a lot of pain. Kristen Stewart did a pretty good job. Actually, all the actors did a good job. So
yeah, and having seen her in that Charlie's Angels movie, I mean, she acts a lot better in this movie. And again, I keep saying this, TJ Miller, are we supposed to like you or not? But you do okay.
He's basically playing TJ Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was okay.
Knew he was comic relief, but he actually was like, I'm going to do the smart thing. But he would voice it in a funny manner. I'm going to do the smart thing and close this door. We're going here? No. I'm going to turn the lights on. Then we're going to walk in there. It's kind of like, are we going out here? This looks like it's going to collapse. Okay, then let's back off. And yeah, that makes sense. But at the same time, you're kind of curious when he went into the escape pod. Dude, don't go in there. The audience knows there's something messed up going on down there, but you're in the ocean or something like that and pass a car wreck and you're like, what the heck is that on that dude's face? Like, why is he, is he all right? Freaking lizard monster comes bursting out of the guy's chest. You're not anticipating something like that. You wouldn't even think about something like that in a million years, but it was a decent movie. I'll watch it again.
All right. So let's get the scores.
It set the tone very well. It had a good atmosphere. Dark. It was creepy. And it didn't do anything stupid. So that's about it. And for my score, I would give it a 7. Like I said, I would watch it again because I'm quite sure there's some things that I missed. But I would definitely give it a 7. And one thing I did like about this movie, it didn't waste any time.
It's an hour and a half. So they have to get to the point. And then once they get to the point, yeah, things kind of speed up from there.
It picked up quickly.
So, Keith, what score would you give?
I'd give it a 7 as well. I'm going to watch it again. If I'm going to pay money to watch something again, I usually rate it higher, but creature effects were suitably interesting enough to warrant a watch again. With my wife, who does not watch those types of movies, but even she was entertained by it. Got spooked by it, but at the same time, we were just entertained by the fact and the novelty of smart people making smart decisions, even though the world has ended, and the smartest decision they could have done would have been to off themselves and just like let them.
What? No. Jesus Christ.
Did you not see the last like 5 minutes? Yeah. If I saw some mess like that, I'd have been like, nope.
Oh my God. Let's
just shut this down. I'm not going to get eaten by that. I'm not going to get eaten by that at all.
All right. Ugh. All right. So again, I'm going to change my score to a 6. I had given the 4.5, but again, the thing was that between the time that seen the movie, then also did the review, was long enough for me not to necessarily forget about the movie, but forget how I felt when I left the movie. I would just say it's a neat movie. It's clean. It is straightforward enough. It's short enough just to say like, hey, I'll just watch this for an hour and a half and go do something else. Like, yeah, it's not like you're sitting there for almost 2.5 hours trying to figure out why people are screaming at each other. So that's the Beast Game podcast. If you go scuba diving, just make sure that there's nothing down there with you. And that's Beast Game podcast.